In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony. Last week, this is a live broadcast today. Last week, Father Tom, me, spoke about it's dark and it's getting darker. And you know what? The answer is Jesus. He's the light of the world. The answer is Jesus in you. For he says you're the light of the world also. It's dark and it's getting darker. But today I want to talk about confusion. My Lord, I was watching The Wheel of Fortune the other night, and a man was telling the guy who runs it, well, my husband is a teacher, and I'm saying, my gosh, this is sick. Confusion. My husband is a teacher. My Lord, two men married. This is not confusion. I don't know what is. And then what's happening in the United States of America, they're taking our freedom of speech away from us. You must wear a mask. What about my body, my choice? It stands for the poor sinner that's into abortion. My body, my choice. I choose not to wear a mask. I wear one. But the point of the matter is, you must wear it. You cannot enter into Fenway Park unless you have shown them that you've been vaccinated. Tell me, this is not crazy. This is not crazy. And then there's even confusion in the church. So many people are confused from what they're hearing. I tell you, confusion is not of God, as you know. It's of the devil. It's of the devil. And this is what it's all about. Reiki. No. Confusion. Confusion. And you are called to give people the answer. The answer and remedy to confusion is the risen Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. Not me, not you, but Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We see in the first chapter of Genesis, the first book in the Bible, Genesis, that the Spirit of God hovered over confusion. I tell you, we need the Spirit of God to hover over us. We need the Spirit of God to make us children of the light and children of the truth. We need to proclaim Jesus and him crucified and raised from the dead. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The world is filled with confusion. And people say, you know, my children don't go to church. They've been evangelized by the world. That's a sin. That's a sin. That should have been my job, to evangelize them, not the world. My son is on drugs. He's been evangelized by the world. This will make you feel better, might even kill you. You see, confusion, confusion. But the answer is the same. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, the one who died for us, the one who was buried for us, the one who rose for us. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very interesting, you know, there are sisters, nuns, that pray over people with Reiki. Jesus said, lay your hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Reiki is of another spirit, more confusion. And people said, well, you know, she's a nun. I don't care if she's the high priest. It's wrong. It's confusion. It makes people confused. If you want to know what it's all about, you lay hands upon the sick and see that they get healed. It's all about the Bible. It's all about the Word of God. It's all about Jesus. And my Lord tells me, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the prophet says. My people perish, die for lack of knowledge. When the priest dismisses us and says, go and announce the gospel to the people, I wonder how many people who hear that know what the gospel is. That's confusion. They should have learned that at church, that the gospel is the Paschal mystery. The gospel is Jesus Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose from the dead. Oh, yes, that's the gospel. And it's the gospel that saves people. And it will never change. Oh, there will be more confusion in the world. It's coming. We have not hit the bottom of the bucket before confusion is given. More and more and more we will get confused. Stay in the heart of Jesus. Stay in the love of Jesus. Stay in the presence of Jesus. Go before the Eucharist in the Blessed Sacrament. Go sit with him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm going to have Anthony tell us now about his confusion when before he met Jesus.
Oh, yeah. So I was evangelized by the world. As Father Tom was talking about, and we know from the Bible who the prince of this world is. So, you know, it says in the last days, people are going to think that is bad. Bad is good and good is bad. And right now in the spirit, the devil creates chaos. And out of that chaos, he rules because he puts everyone in fear. And he creates problems, but he gives us the answers. He gives you fear and anxiety, but then he gives you a solution to do yoga. He gives you pain, and then he gives you a solution to do answer. I mean, to do Reiki as an answer. The reason why the world hates the Bible so much is because the Bible is the truth. And, you know, science, everything, it's all good when it's ordered, but it's always changing. But what never changes is the truth of God. And you can stand on the Word of God, and you cannot be deceived. You know, you're Christian, so you have the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of truth. And when you stand for God's will and God's Word, you cannot be deceived. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything. You'll be susceptible to the whims. You know, every day you watch the news to hear what you should do, what you should think, what you should feel. You know, I know I'm preaching to the choir, to everyone listening, but you know, we know that that's not the way. So I personally was caught in, you know, Reiki, a lot of New Age, just trying to figure out the truth. But Father Tom brought me into the light. I see it in Salem. You know what, in today's world, what is bad people think is good. They're looking for healing. I watch them go to psychics. I watch them go to the Reiki artist to get crystals because they're just looking for healing and answers. But they don't understand these powers are connected to the devil. In fact, in Salem, we're going to go out and, you know, everyone's selling something, but we're out there evangelizing and we're telling them heaven's a free gift. So we're going to go out there and set up stands for free prophetic readings. And we're going to prophesy over them. And we're going to have Jesus give us a word. And we're going to tell them that Jesus is calling them. But yeah, you know, I think today, do not be confused. You guys have nothing to worry about, you know. God uses everything to the good for those who love him. So all this chaos going on in your life, in the world, the answer is to just stay close to God today. Jesus is calling you into a place of greater intimacy today. You know, as sin abounds, grace abounds more. Truly, it's the best time to ever be alive on this earth. It's the best time to ever be a Christian. You know, you can make more of a difference today than you ever could before, because we can see the everyone's so lost and so fearful and so confused. And it is getting darker. But guess what? You have the light in you. And like Father Tom says, the best part of being lost is being found. So, you know, God's using you to find people. Yesterday I was at Mass, and there was a young guy who came in, and you could just tell it was his first time in the church. And he was taking pictures of Mary and everything during Mass. You could just tell by the spirit he hasn't really been in church, but Jesus told me to just go tell him, the Spirit of God pushed me to go tell him that the Lord is just so happy he's here. And, you know, because a lot of people were just looking at him funny because he didn't really know what's going on. But God just wants to use you. I told him that. You know, I asked if I could pray for him. He just told me he's coming back from the church for the first time in his life after living like a very, you know, just living a life of sin. And it was fine. And he's actually from Brazil. He couldn't really speak English, but I just told him about a Mass, a healing Mass that night. And there, a couple people from Shalom, which is a Brazilian Catholic community, came. They came, and I introduced them to him. And now he's going to go, and he's going to have community from Christ, which all he needs. It's like all you need to do is be sensitive to the Spirit of God within you, the Holy Spirit within you, and just let God use you. Because you can do so much damage to the kingdom of darkness nowadays. You know, the only thing that sets the captives free is truth. And the truth is contained in the Holy Spirit. So just today, turn off the news, pick up your Bible, you know, put down the remote, pick up your rosary, and be not afraid. Be excited. You know, the more where sin abounds, grace abounds more. And it's like in this world, you know, we don't want to see the darkness. We want to see it, but we want to just look to heaven and let God's light just fill us and imbue us so that we can pass that light forward. And, you know, if you're hearing this, you're being called. You're being called to be used more by God. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just release the light of God, the truth of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray every spirit of deception, confusion over any listener's life, over the country of America. And I just, you know, release the glory of God in Jesus' name.
One lady called me yesterday from New York, and she told me a little about what was happening. And I said, you're living under the spirit of torment. She said, exactly. I said, that's not of God for you to be put in your head all these crazy things. It was about the vaccine. She had got the first dose, and she was tormented about the second dose. I said, just get it. Jesus Christ does not torment you. You are a child of God. Jesus Christ loves you, and he wants you to be free of this torment. Then another lady from New York called. I don't know how come two people from New York called. And she says, I want to make an appointment with you. I said, I'm in a rehab right now, and I'm just getting strong. I said, I can't make any appointment with you, but I can pray with you and tell you something about Jesus. And so I did. And she was elated. She said, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. Talked only about Jesus, how Jesus wanted to come into her life and change her. The world is crazy. It really is crazy. And I do not look to the world. I look to the cross. I look to the risen Savior. I do not look to the world. The world will mess you up. That's what the world will do, mess you up. And you don't need it. And if you have been like a vacuum cleaner looking at the news, please snap it off if it bothers you. Snap it off if you get discouraged. Snap it off if you're tormented. But how are we to live? We are to live in peace with Jesus. You know what Jesus said? My peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives this peace do I give it. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Were it not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Oh, yes. And I will come back and take you to myself, he says. You see, it's really simple. Just surrendering to God in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. Surrendering to Jesus, who is the light of the world, who is the peace for all believers. We do not get peace from Reiki. Or if it is, it's false peace. Well, say help. Lord, help. I need your help. I don't want to be a child of the world. I do not want to perish. I need to open my Bible. I need to go to confession. I need to go to Mass. I need to adore Jesus as the Blessed Sacrament. I need to do those things. I need to be with people who believe, because the world is confused, and it confuses the people of the world. You know, I have my citizenship where? In heaven. And from there, we await the coming of the Savior, his name, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, on this earth, we need more of heaven, less of this earth. You know, we want to spend our lives looking up at heaven, not out at the world. You want to spend your thoughts thinking of the angels, the saints, Jesus, the glory of the Father, what awaits you in heaven, so that you can bring it down to earth. Not all the chaos and all the lies and violence and destruction that's on this world. You know, if you want to stay informed, stay informed, but go in and out of it. Because the saints and the great people of the church who've been able to do great things for the kingdom, they weren't concerning themselves too much with the issues of the government and the issues of the country at their time. They were looking at heaven and tugging on heaven and bringing heaven onto earth, because that's what we're called to do. You know, we don't need to know every problem when we have the answer. We don't need to know every depth of darkness when we're coming with the light. That's what God wants you to know today. You might look out and see darkness, but there's so much more for you than against you once you receive the Holy Spirit. You know, like we tell everyone who walks by us when we preach, like, God loves you so much, he gave you a guardian angel, and the guardian angel had you flick on the radio today to hear this. They had their people walk by us when were preaching because they wanted to hear the kingdom preach. You know, you want to think of the love of God. God came down and he went through so much torment. Jesus was God. He could have stopped it at any time, being on the cross, being scourged at the pillar. But he didn't, because he loves you so much. And now we're called to live in that love. So, Father, I just ask you to release that love, the love of Jesus, on every listener. Give them the peace of Christ, the shalom of God. You know, fear is not from the Lord. It says in the Bible over 300 times, be not afraid. There's nothing to fear. And you know, I think has a problem is this world ain't that great compared to heaven. You know, it's like we want to make the most out of our lives. We're here for the kingdom. We're here to bring souls to heaven. We're here to be purified so we can get closer to God, so we can be closer to God in the next life. But truly, you know, live for heaven. Doesn't matter if we live 85 years or 75 years on this earth, when all of eternity is in the balance, just get as close to God as you can and trust in God, because God will never fail you. Your life is already written. He knows the day you're born. He knows the day it's going to take you. And every day in between, you're just called to trust God more and get closer to God. Trust is the vessel which all graces are given. And God wants to give you so many graces. So, Lord, just release the rays of the divine mercy upon every listener so they can trust in you. Oh, blood and water, which gush forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. You know, the perfect love of God drives out all fear. That's what's being poured out on you now. Lord, tell me, as Father Tom sings, right now, the perfect love of God is going to fall upon you. And it's going to drive out every spirit of the enemy and imbue you in your glove.
I want to tell you, there was a miracle that happened in Peabody last night. That young Brazilian boy was meeting up with the Brazilian people that know Jesus. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. God arranged that to happen because Anthony couldn't have given him too much because he doesn't speak his language. But here is a community that speak the language and that know that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. It's a major miracle. Saving of a soul and that soul grow. It's a miracle. And I'm telling you, I believe in the God of miracles. I believe in the God who said, they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. I believe in the God of miracles who says, greater things shall you do because I go to the Father. I believe that God is more powerful than any confusion that's in your head. You should not be tormented. God says, my peace I give you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world gives it, do I give it. Let not your hearts be troubled. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.